Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for years, we have been hearing that parents are uninvolved. That the reason why we have so much crime, we have so many issues with our kids, is because the parents are absent. Parents might be working, parents might be dating, parents might be stoned, but the parents are hands off and not that involved in their child's education. And then I think it hit a peak a few years back when we saw all the students failing. There were so many students that were failing and not passing their tests. And it was, where are the parents? Where are the parents? Where are the parents? So parents become involved. Parents make their presence known. And what happens? The government calls them terrorists. Now, that's in a nutshell. But we were told that no, after that school board memo that got sent to the FBI, or was it sent to Merrick Garland? I don't know where that memo went. But after that memo, where the school system was concerned that the parents, you know, about parents' threats, and mind you, nobody should be threatening anybody. Parents or not, you don't be threatening teachers, school boards, but things got heated, and parents felt they weren't being listened to, and the only person they could talk to is the school board, because they couldn't talk to President Biden, they couldn't talk to President Trump, they couldn't talk to Nancy Pelosi, they couldn't talk to their governor. So they vented on school boards. Well, there are laws and there are measures in place for that. But instead, the government used, or were planning to use, full court press on parents. I mean, we have so many other terrorist threats going on. We're hearing this terrorist threats at the border, people's trying to sneak in, people in wolf in sheep's clothing coming in from Afghanistan. There's all these threats, and you know, it looks like America is really slow to kind of jump on the border, and it doesn't seem like they, you know, seem to be taking a lot of our national security threats as seriously as one would think. But man, they were on top of the parents. And I just find that odd, and I don't want to see government against parents. So according to the National Review, citing an internal email provided by an FBI whistleblower, Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee revealed Tuesday that the Bureau had created a system to track threats against school board officials and administrators. They also accused Attorney General Merrick Garland of misleading lawmakers when he was asked about the subject during his previous testimony before the committee. So apparently, according to the email, they say the FBI's counterterrorism and criminal divisions created a threat tag called EduOfficials to track instances of related threats. The purpose of the threat tag is to help scope this threat on a national level and provide an opportunity for comprehensive analysis of the threat picture for effective engagement with law enforcement. And the email was actually signed by Counterterrorism Division Assistant Director Timothy Langan and former Criminal Division Assistant Director Calvin Shivers, who retired earlier this month. So the whistleblower, I guess this provides now specific evidence that federal law enforcement employed counterterrorism tools against quote-unquote concerned parents, even though the FBI had denied it. So my problem with all this is when people say, you know, oh man, we're going to be turning into Nazi Germany. We're going to be turning into, you know, pre-World War II any day now. You know, I don't really like the dramatics. I don't want the hyperbole. I don't want exaggeration. But when you see these things on a weekly or monthly basis where you're like, they didn't just say that. Did they didn't just do that, really? Really? They're kicking a person out of school because they're not, really? When you start to see this, you're like, whoa. And when parents are speaking out against things they don't want their kids exposed to or their kids learning, whatever, and they're paying taxpaying dollars, they have a right to be heard. They don't have a right to threat, but they threaten, but they have a right to be heard. But apparently, that father whose daughter was raped in a school bathroom, he was pulled out, dragged out, and the poster child for domestic parental terrorism. I don't get that. And I find that very disturbing that the government could act so quickly to be against parents and to put up their defenses and start tagging. And in fact, I think school administrators were caught, you know, stalking these parents and looking at their online or social media habits and all that. Meanwhile, there's some bigger threats coming our way, whether it's these cyber attacks. Didn't Google or wasn't there another power outage or outage or of a major internet site? We are under threats all the time. And, you know, maybe we're not getting all the news, but we sure are being lied to when they're like, no, we weren't going to go after parents. We weren't considering them terrorists. And then here they are going, oh, yeah. It had already been through, you know, departments and FBI and signatures and, you know, come on. You know, and I'm a parent. All right. I'm very active with my children as much as I can be. I would have been more active, but I work so much. So now, you know, I'm as around as much as they want me to be. But, you know, I'm mama. So if I think something is going to go wrong or my child is going to be at risk or whatever, mama bear is going to come out. If I don't think there's enough school security, if I think my kids are being fed, I don't know, spoiled food, mama bear's coming out. And you want parents to be there for the kids. You want parents to be their advocate. But if they don't politically align with you, our government was totally prepared to treat them as a form of terrorist. That bothers me. That scares me. I don't care what political side you're on. If we parents feel like if we're a part of the wrong narrative, we're A, not only going to be listened to, but considered terrorists, it's going to silence us. Well, who better to advocate for your children? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so COVID cases are rising. I wish they weren't. I think it's just a little too soon, but it's happening, and we knew it would. And so hospitals in Michigan and Minnesota are now reporting a wave of COVID-19 patients that have not been seen in months. They are saying, according to Fox News, they are being filled with unvaccinated people. So healthcare leaders are warning that staff are being worn down by yet another surge. So Michigan had slightly more than 3,000 COVID-19 patients in the hospital this week, the first time it had crossed that threshold since the spring. Remember, Michigan had been battling some pretty bad cases of, I believe it was the Alpha variant, or this was before Delta hit, or early Delta. So nearly all the hospital beds have been occupied in Minnesota. Now, also, they have colder weather They are experiencing winter before a lot of us in the South, so it's no surprise, but that could be a harbinger for things to come. Bob Riney, Chief Operating Officer at Henry Ford Health, said it should be alarming to all of us. So the overall outlook has, though, improved significantly because we have seen hospitalizations stay steady. They say there are about 40,000 currently, compared to 90,000 that was at the peak of the Delta surge. The virus spread has slowed in the South to the point that more locations are doing away with mask restrictions. So some parts of the country are saying, look, we're not going to make you do the masks. Others are like, okay, we're about to do more measures. But Northeast, Rockies, Upper Midwest see more cases. Henry Ford Health and Spectrum Health across the state in Grand Rapids, Michigan, reported another 700 COVID-19 patients in their hospitals. They said the majority of whom were not vaccinated. Now, again, when we hear majority, I can't tell you that's 51% or 99%. Michigan had the country's highest seven-day COVID-19 case rate at 503 per 100,000 people. Minnesota was number two at 490. So we don't really want to go into Thanksgiving, right, with you know, knowing that we're having more surges and waves. And, in fact, Fauci said you could feel good about doing Thanksgiving if you're vaccinated. I don't want to be BS'd. If vaccinated individuals are ending up in the hospital in large numbers, we really need to stop this whole mantra of, if you're vaccinated, you're good. If you're vaccinated, you're good. We're all at risk for this virus, which is why the mandates are ridiculous, because vaccinated people end up in the hospital too. I will agree that we are seeing more in the unvaccinated population. I can't, though, tell you, though, how much more of a majority it is. So, boosters, if you remember, the boosters for COVID were originally just recommended for those over 65, those in high-risk jobs, those who are high-risk for severe COVID. California said, nah, we're going to open it up to anybody who wants. And it looks like as by the end of this week, Pfizer boosters might be now opened up to anybody who wants over 18. Again, we're watching very, very closely to see if booster mandates are coming soon. I'm expecting it. Arkansas this week has joined California, Colorado, and New Mexico in offering them to anybody 18 or older instead of just giving, you know, them to people at risk. Now, flu. We're seeing flu. The first positive influenza case was reported on an Ann Arbor campus October 6th. Then it has exploded to 528 cases, 77% among those who did not get a flu vaccine. That means 23%, you know, despite vaccination, got it. So keep in mind, be careful. Flu's out there, vaccinated or not. I prefer you guys get the vaccine, but just because you got the vaccine doesn't mean you're completely immune. So seeing flu cases explode to that number is a lot, you know, for flu. And we have been told that we are going to see more flu. Why? If we had less flu last year. Some people say, well, it's because we're wearing less masks. I think there's a few reasons for it. One is I think COVID competed against the flu. And I think COVID did not allow flu to take hold as much. And if flu couldn't be the star of the show, it couldn't propagate as much. I also believe we didn't test that many people for flu. Telemedicine was huge. So people were flooding telemedicine going, yeah, I either have the flu or I have COVID. Well, if nobody tests, then that number doesn't get reported. So they might have gotten Zofluza or Tamiflu over the phone. Or they might have been told, you know what, it sounds like COVID, just isolate. So I think we had a lot of under-tested and under-reported flu. So when they say that it's going to bounce back, well, yeah, we're going to see more flu cases because I think we're starting to test more. Not all testing centers were testing for both COVID and flu. I had urged that be done last year, but not a lot of them were doing it somewhere. Now I think they're like, you know what, we need to look for flu too. You know, the world and the medical landscape isn't all about COVID. And by the way, a COVID and flu co-infection is not good. Now, I know some of you might disagree with me that I do think the flu vaccine protected some of us with COVID I don't know why I didn't get COVID last year. I mean, I wore the mask when I was told, but I wasn't obsessive about it. I went out, I was with students, I was doing, whatever the governor allowed. I was out and about. I'm very, very grateful. But I don't know if I have super immunity. I don't know. I did get the COVID vaccine, but last year, before I could get the COVID vaccine, I got the flu shot. And I do credit, I can't say there's a bunch of science behind it, even though there's studies saying it works. I'm not yet convinced, but I do believe that maybe boosting your immunity for the flu might have given us some protection against COVID. So, you know, for those of you that are like, well, you know, I like the flu shot, but I'm not really into the COVID vaccine. If you haven't gotten your flu shot, you might want to do it. So the cases currently of flu have been the influenza A, according to Lindsay Mortensen, UHS medical director and acting executive director. Juan Luis Marquez, the medical director at the Washtenaw County Health Department, said it is normal to see some flu activity at this time of year. The size of this outbreak is unusual, however. Well, more people go to school, more people are partying. Remember, on school campuses, the adults who are now young enough to be my kids, were mandated to get vaccines. I don't know about Ann Arbor's, but I'm sure Ann Arbor, Michigan had a vaccine mandate. So when these kids got mandated, they were back with their friends, they were partying it up. So I wouldn't be surprised that you could, you know, get exposed to, flu, even more COVID cases. Now, we're being told that the bird flu is spreading in Europe and Asia. Now, we don't need any more flus, but this is affecting poultry. Now, we already have issues with our foods, we have issues with our supply chain, but they say several outbreaks of severe bird flu in Europe and Asia have been reported in recent days to the World Organization for Animal Health. They say this virus is spreading quickly. Now, avian flu should not be transferring to humans, but it could. A lot of epidemiologists are watching and finding cases. China has reported 21 human infections with the H5N6 subtype of avian influenza. We don't think it's going to be spread human to human, but people who are in very close proximity to these birds are sadly at higher risk. South Korea reported an outbreak at a farm of around 770,000 poultry in Chungcheongbuk-do, according to the OIE. All animals had to be slaughtered. Well, I don't say they had to be, but they slaughtered them. Japan reported its first outbreak of the 2021 winter season of avian flu. This was at a poultry farm. So in Europe, Norway reported an H5N1 bird flu outbreak in the Rogaland region and a flock of 7,000 birds. So outbreaks usually occur in the autumn. It's spread by migrating wild birds. But yeah, you know, maybe some winters might be warmer. Maybe winter has been slow to hit, but winter's coming. The Belgian government put the country on increased risk for bird flu, ordering poultry to be kept indoors as of Monday after a highly pathogenic variant of bird flu was identified in a wild goose near Antwerp. And then a similar move in neighboring France, as well as Netherlands, is being done, where now they're locking down poultry. You should not be able to get this by eating the poultry. But if you play and do coochie-coochie-coo with the chickens, you might get it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters warn a significant storm could threaten Thanksgiving travel for millions of Americans. A strong cold front is forming, and it's expected to hit the Midwest and Northeast early next week with freezing temperatures and strong winds. The storm could hang around until a day before Thanksgiving, the busiest travel day of the year. AAA saying about 54 million Americans are expected to travel this Thanksgiving holiday, a 13% jump from last year. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is defending President Biden's social spending bill.
If we want to fight inflation, if we want to create more jobs, and if we want to lower costs and make sure families have more money in their pockets, best thing we can do is pass Build Back Better.
The New York Democrats saying the $2 trillion bill will help struggling families. USA Radio News. Kenosha leaders are keeping the city open, saying there's no need to impose a curfew yet. The city's police chief and the county sheriff on Tuesday saying they recognize the anxiety that comes with the Kyle Rittenhouse trial and fear that a not guilty verdict could spark another round of violent protests, riots, and looting. Police and the Wisconsin National Guard are standing by to head into Kenosha if there's trouble after a verdict is reached. The Senate in session on this Wednesday, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says there are a lot of things that have gone wrong in the first year of the Biden administration.
President Biden canceled our own Keystone XL pipeline, but cleared the path for a new pipeline for Vladimir Putin.
McConnell ripping the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, calling it clumsy, and saying inflation is keeping ordinary Americans awake at night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then I make it into a store because I get bored shopping on Amazon, and sometimes, you know, my kids are like, Mom, go shopping with me. I'm like, oh, my baby wants to shop with his mama. Feels like when he was a little baby boy. Well, no, it's because I have a Target card. It's because I have a credit card. They do too, but they don't want to use theirs. They know exactly what makes me tick. And you know, I fall for it all the time. Like, Mom, I gotta go grocery shopping. Come with me. I'm like, oh, my baby needs his mama. I'll help pick out all the healthy foods. Your mama's here. And then I end up paying for the groceries. So I get it. But you know what? If I have to pay to spend time with my babies, I'll do it. I'm basically bribing my babies to spend time with me. But when I'm at these stores, I like to take pictures of the empty shelves. Not because I make a lot of news articles, because I don't. I don't sit there and, you know, post Bidenflation and you know, shelf apocalypse or whatever. I don't post those things, but I have accrued some pictures of some very odd scenes, odd looks in these stores. And when you see not only an empty shelf, but an empty display or an empty aisle, it gives you a little sinking feeling. You know, first, if it was pre-pandemic, I'd be like, okay, well, I guess they're getting ready for the holiday display. But when you look around and you're seeing just aisles after aisles of empty shelves, you start to go, okay, well, what's going on here? And now, you know, we've become aware that there's a supply chain crisis. You know, there's boats out there in the harbor. They have tons of shipping containers and all the means of people jumping into the, you know, polar ice to swim out, even though it's not that cold, right? You know, to do their Arctic swim, to get to those ships, to get their Black Friday specials. Yeah, it's pretty funny, but it's not funny. It's kind of scary. Now, stores don't want somebody like me walking in there and seeing empty shelves. And they don't want a shopper like me going, uh-oh, well, they don't have what I need, so I guess I'm not going to go to this store anymore, but I'll go to the one across the street because they might have it. And then once I know they have it, I don't want to waste time going to a store that's not going to have it. If that other store had it last time, I'll probably just go to that store. So retailers who are already screwed and just, I mean, beaten down from the COVID pandemic, and then also beaten down from the labor shortage, are now getting more beat because even if customers are coming in, there's empty shelves. And there's a lot of talk about Black Friday, and people think there's just too much hoopla when it comes to Black Friday. You don't understand. Black Friday, from a retailer standpoint, is, it's the, like, their saving grace. It is there. It is where the very thirsty companies who have been screwed get their final gulp before the year end. And they need that gulp. And so if Black Friday's coming, there's consumers out there, there are people ready to go, it is a kick in the pants to, after everything they've been through, now not even have supply or product. Well, a store can only do so much. If they don't have enough product, they don't have enough product. But they don't want to lose those customers. So what the stores are doing is pretending they have the product, or making it look like they have the product. And I don't blame them. All the power to them. So you're going to see some videos and some pictures that have gone viral. Be careful. Some of them are a couple years old. There's like one video where there's Kmart and it has tons of lawn chairs in every aisle. And so people are saying, you see, this is a supply chain crisis. Well, that video is a couple years old. It even says it on Reddit. It's a two-year-old, you know. But I have seen in stores I've been to do the same thing. If you have an empty aisle and you've got tons of crap people aren't buying, spread it out. Make it look like it's a display. And I've seen a lot of stores do that. They're taking down aisles and shelves and then putting up a big, beautiful Christmas display because they don't want that empty look. The other thing is, an empty shelf reminds people of the toilet paper apocalypse or whatever the hell happened, Armageddon, whatever happened last year. And they don't want people to panic buy also. They want to make sure that there is stuff on the shelves for all customers. So some of you are like, well, no, why would they do that? If they got one customer that wants to buy it all, just sell it all to them. But no, remember what I said. They want to make sure you come back. If here I come going, I will buy up all the toilet paper. And I buy it all up. Then other people are like, I need toilet paper. And they come in there and there's no toilet paper. They're like, okay, I'll go to Walmart. Or I'll go to another store. So they want to make sure there's a piece for everybody. So people still keep coming back. It's a scary time for a reason. It's scary. I'm so glad I don't sell merchandise or have a business in that. I couldn't even imagine. So this, by the way, isn't just an America problem. We're seeing it in the UK. And as I see on social media, in the UK, people are posting pictures of the items or cardboard boxes in the shelves where they're supposed to be food. I looked and I wrote an article on this. There's a grocery store that, as they were low on produce, they had pictures of the produce. So if you look from afar, it looks like there's all this green and orange and red. But when you get closer, there's only a couple crates and the rest are pictures. There's also a viral picture of a cover covering an empty shelf that has all these little salt and pepper and seasonings. The thing is I know a lot of stores do that as a guide for stalkers, not stalkers, but stalking, you know, employees so that they know exactly where to go and how it needs to look and where the red and the yellow and the green go. You know, there's an art to the way you display a case. Because you want somebody to reach for the most expensive. You want the easier shelf to be the more expensive. So they reach for it. And then the cheaper stuff is higher. You also want the higher profit point. So those where you're able to make a higher profit. So, I mean, there is an art, a choreography to it. But the supply chain crisis, I don't think is going to get better anytime soon. And I'm really nervous because now we're coming up on holiday shopping. And so I'm going to be dead honest with you guys. I have not holiday shopped, but I have overbought laundry detergent. I overbought underwear, socks for the family. So I wear my husband's underwear. So, yeah, boxers. It's great. I don't have to go to Victoria's Secret. I save so much money because I wear my husband's boxers. Not all the time, but... when I go to the gynecologist, that's where I wear my one expensive Victoria's Secret pair of panties. But other than that, I'm in my husband's boxers because they feel great. But the clean ones. I stocked up. I stocked up on laundry detergent. I stocked up on paper towel. I thought I stocked up on toilet paper, but we use it a lot, so, yeah. It's because I thought it's going to get more expensive. The one thing that you and I probably realize is this inflation is going to get worse. So if we realize that inflation is going to get worse, then you might as well buy things now when they're cheaper. The problem is this thinking, which people are saying is greedy, is forcing more inflation and more of a supply chain crisis. So my prediction is the supply chain crisis is not going to be fixed by Black Friday. I don't think it's going to be fixed by Christmas. I think there's going to be more people buying. I think we have major issues with the food supply and our farms, and now poultry with the avian flu. And I think prices are going to go up. And the average American knows this, and it's going to fuel more early buying. It's a bad, bad cycle. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So another case of the monkeypox has been identified in the U.S. This is not the first time, this is not our first rodeo, but this week health officials have reported another case of monkeypox, this time in a Maryland resident who recently traveled from Nigeria. They say not many specifics have been released. We don't know age, race, gender, any identifying factors, of course. They want the patient to have privacy. But what we do know, luckily, is that the patient reportedly had mild symptoms and did not need to be hospitalized. According to the CDC, scientists at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are collaborating with the Maryland Department of Health and other health partners to investigate a case of monkeypox in a traveler who returned to the U.S. from Nigeria. Late yesterday, CDC laboratory scientists confirmed the patient had monkeypox and that the infection matches the strain that has been re-emerging in Nigeria since 2017. Now, the person is currently isolating in Maryland. The CDC is working with international health counterparts, the airline, state and local health officials in the D.C. area to contact airline passengers and others who may have been in contact with the patient. Now, if you remember, in July, the CDC confirmed a case of human monkeypox in a Texas resident. That resident also traveled from Nigeria. That was a case that happened on July 15th, and he had been on two flights in Lagos, Nigeria, flying to Atlanta, and then from Atlanta to Dallas. Now, travelers on these flights are required to wear masks, as well as in the U.S. airports, because of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, so they don't think a lot of people were exposed. But what is monkeypox? Well, it was discovered back in 1958 in monkeys. But we did start to see it in humans by the 1970s. And monkeypox is an illness caused by a virus classified under the Orthopox virus genus and the family Poxviridae. It's a zoonotic illness because it originated from animals. It could be in rodents. It could be in monkeys. And a human could get it if they are in close contact with a monkey or rodent, or if they get bit, or if they get scratched. Now, the illness is much more common in Central and West Africa, but once a human contracts the illness, they could actually turn around and spread it to other humans by respiratory droplets. That's why the masks were kind of brought up by the CDC, because they believe that, look, if, you know, people can spread it by respiratory droplet, hopefully the mask protected them. Little do they know that the average mask people are wearing has been in their purse or pocket for most of the pandemic and is useless, but a good mask should help. The incubation period can last anywhere from 6 to 21 days. Incubation period is the length of time from exposure, infection, to onset of symptoms. It is rare. According to the CDC, only about 47 human cases have been reported since 2003. Symptoms include fever, fatigue, muscle aches, headaches, swollen lymph glands, and then a rash. Now, the rash is pox-like. Pox are big, fluid-filled vesicles or blisters. That's why there's chicken pox. So it's a pox illness. Most cases resolve in about 2 to 4 weeks, and some cases can cause even blindness if these pox affect the eye. You could also get secondary infections like pneumonia and sepsis, very similar to varicella, causing chickenpox and shingles. If shingles comes anywhere near your eye, that is bad news. We don't want shingles by the eye, which is why when you guys get spots on your forehead extending to the eyebrow, you got to get your butt into a doctor right away to look at the eye. I know a lot of you are calling telemedicine, which is fine. We'll start you on an antiviral, but you still got to get the eye checked out. Now, going back to this monkeypox, sources vary on mortality. They think it can range anywhere from 1 to 15%, especially if victims are not vaccinated. We don't necessarily, I think, vaccinate here, but you will see it in other countries. Jynneos, known as Imvamune or Imvanex, has been licensed in the U.S. to prevent monkeypox and smallpox. Because monkeypox virus is closely related to the virus that causes smallpox, smallpox vaccine can also prevent people from getting monkeypox. Now, some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, please, smallpox. Smallpox is eradicated. Smallpox doesn't exist anymore. It does. In fact, it exists at a Merck facility. Now, I don't know if this was a joke. Somebody put smallpox on a vial. But a researcher at a Merck facility outside of Philadelphia found several vials that were labeled smallpox. The vials were found in a freezer on Monday, and an alert was sent out to the Department of Homeland Security. This is according to WPVI. The news outlet noted that there are two Merck sites near Philly, but they can't confirm exactly where the vials were discovered. And by the way, they won't, because they don't want a terrorist to get a hold of it. So we're not going to know. The CDC said in an email to The Hill that there is no indication that anyone has been exposed to the small number of frozen vials. Now, apparently a lab worker was cleaning out the freezer. You see how you got to clean out your fridge and your freezer? Well, a lab worker was cleaning it out, and this is a lab that conducts vaccine research in Pennsylvania. CDC, its administration partners, and law enforcement are now investigating the matter, and the vial's contents do appear intact. And the lab worker was wearing gloves and a face mask at the time. But what's odd about this is they're not supposed to have it. Only two labs worldwide are authorized to store smallpox virus for research. One's in Russia, and the other is at the CDC headquarters in Atlanta. Why the hell was it in Philadelphia? Now, I could be wrong. Maybe the CDC lab didn't have enough, you know, the labor shortage. So maybe they had to do some studies and it was in a freezer there. I don't know. Now, in 1980, the World Health Organization declared that smallpox had been globally eradicated following joint vaccination efforts across the nations. After widespread vaccination, the highly contagious virus infected about 15 million people every year killed nearly one-third of them. That was prior to vaccination. And the last outbreak in the U.S. was 1947. So we've been doing a damn good job, but there's a lot of questions as to why did Merck have it? What is Merck making another smallpox vaccine? Do they know something that we don't? Are we going to get affected by smallpox? So I'm a little confused. Now, a Texas doctor has been suspended for promoting ivermectin as a treatment for COVID-19. She has now resigned from her job. Mary Bowden, a Houston-based doctor, had previously had her privileges suspended for, quote, spreading dangerous misinformation about COVID-19. Now, Mary Bowden is an ear, nose, and throat doctor at Houston Methodist. ENTs are some of the top-of-the-line doctors out there. There are studies showing ivermectin's efficacy. But she's accused of misinformation. She announced her resignation on Monday via Twitter. She says, I have broken free from Methodist and very much appreciate the flood of support I have received. Sincere thanks to all of you who have reached out with kind words. She, in a resignation letter, said she is not anti-vaccine, but she opposes vaccine mandates on principle. She further touted a record of having treated more than 2,000 COVID patients. None of them required hospitalization. I'm assuming she treated them with ivermectin. She further added in her letter that the recent experience shows that vaccines are not 100% effective and that there is substantial evidence of efficacy of ivermectin in treating COVID-19. She also accused Houston Methodist of sharing false and defamatory statements against her over the accusation that she is spreading dangerous misinformation. So, I told you guys how I feel. Oh, sorry, that's Siri. And I told you guys how I feel about ivermectin. I can't wait for there to be some application of it. As the studies I'm seeing, the study authors are saying, look, guys, this works. I just don't know why people are branded and suspended for showing the science. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.